I want to talk a minute about Wind River, a film which was directed by Taylor Sheridan, the same director of last year's terrific film, Hell or High Water. This one was a really good follow-up to that film. Much like Hell or High Water, this film was set in a very scenic setting. This one was more in the snowy mountains, and this was a murder mystery of sorts, and the way that the story was unfolded was what made it so good. So I have to give the credit to the director. Now, the acting was also good. Jeremy Renner, a few other actors whose names escape me. This was a really good film. I guess what I was wanted to discuss was the violence in the film. There was a rape scene and there was violent moments of a shooting and people getting killed and stuff, which gave it the R rating. But it's also why I thought it was so good. I mean, I don't really need to see the rape scene so much, but the violence is always interesting how it goes down. And then it also pretty much showed how the events leading up to the death of the person that was the victim in this film. It was very interesting. The girl that plays the FBI, well-known actress, can't remember her name, and the FBI person that was going after needed Jeremy Renner's help because he was an expert in the landscape. He was a hunter. He knew how to track people, kind of read the scene, what was going on. This was a quiet film in terms of there wasn't a lot of advertising for it. I was using Rotten Tomatoes, kind of looking at trying to figure out what movie to watch for that day. Do I go see the latest Marvel movie of the week, or do I go see something that has a little more depth? And this film has depth. It was very good. I would give it 5 stars for sure. I want to see it again, but not until some time goes by. It was a little intense. I do recommend it.